You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi everyone, my name is AJ and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mons, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Oh, summoners, welcome to another
What Up?
Whole pounded.
Ooh, ooh.
Lightning inducing. Tower ascending.
Holy tower.
Special birthday episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to the Summoner's War.
They say it's my birthday! Happy birthday to me!
Oh, happy sorry. Birthday, Lightstar. But yes. Wouldn't be a proper episode if I didn't have the born birthday boy, Lightstar 777.
Turning 21 again. Oh, what? Okay. What? A monumental birthday it is to be 21 again.
So, this is the Aztec Olmec, by the way.
Aztec Olmec!
That would be funny. I should get someone to sing that. That would be. But anyway, it's all about.
It is my party, and I can cry if I want to, Rashi Boshi. Thank you. He gets
you,
me. He gets me on such a fundamental level.
But yes, yesterday was Lightstar 777's birthday.
21!
And he's been saving up scrolls for a while.
Not even a while. Not even all scrolls. Mainly just the light and dark since my last birthday.
No, we're going to get another LND Nat 5 from him.
God, wouldn't that be something?
I attended the...
It's because I'm old!
I attended the Honkai Impact third gallery meetup thing. I got this really cool shirt.
Cyber anger. Like regular anger, but cyber.
Cyber angel, you know, shout out to Bronya. Oh. But anyway, I got a bunch
You're
of
a brony?
If you're watching, no, not a brony. Bronya is a character in Honkai.
Oh, right.
But, oh, Jesus.
That is, robot that is like all whitewashed. That was like, that was a completely white card you're holding up. There it is.
They gave us a bunch of stuff. Honkai, Impact, related stuff. Awesome stuff and things.
They honk for Honkai, huh?
This is a you know, poster with some of the characters. Oh.
Look at those Genshin characters. I mean,
what? They're very similar.
Recycling is very important.
Assets are hard to come by, apparently. But anyway, there's patch notes that we're going to talk about. There's Lightstar summoning.
Yes, which we're going to start sometime in the near future when I'm done with my arena stuff.
When you're done with your arena stuff, so.
But we also have to talk the strategy of the summons and something very near and dear to my heart. Finally, at long last, I got Aztec to watch the Lego Batman movie.
Watch the Lego Batman movie. Yep. I liked the original Lego movie. I did not like the sequel to wasn't feeling it, but
nobody loved
Batman
it.
Batman Lego movie was actually, you know, pretty damn good.
Will Arnett Batman, where does he rank?
You say number one.
Let me make my case, and then you can try to refute it, okay?
I have a very specific reason.
Rashi Boshi, yes, there was a sequel, the second Lego movie. It was It was alright. I mean, you're not missing anything if you didn't watch it. You're really not. You're not missing much / anything / at all.
Me?
So
talking about
you're fine. fine. You're fine. You're good if you don't see it. But see the Lego Batman movie.
Yeah, that was actually good.
So here's my thing. Lego Batman movie actually, you know, touches on the fact that Batman as a character in his own universe never actually captures anybody for a long period of time. Like, it pokes fun at its own, you know, story inconsistencies. It shows the loneliness of being a vigilante at night better than any of the other Batman movies, and I am including Bale because or Christopher Nolan Batman's. And I mean, I will say that because, like, you know, I mean, seriously, there is no more heartbreaking a scene in a movie than him eating his lobster Thermidor on his jet ski alone in the Batcave. I will back that up. You know, the fact that, you know, he actually, like, you know, they're like, well, you have all the trappings of being a bad guy, and like, literally call him out on, you even just abandoned all your friends and all that, and he's like, but I was trying to help them. And, like, literally, they call out his behavior, and they're like, that is why you're a bad guy, because you will abandon your own friends and family.
Yes.
And he had a change. He actually had growth as a character. Unlike so many of the other Batmans that are just, if they have any growth at all, it's like, right, Star Trek reset button. And they go right back to the beginning, and they're like, we're back to one with Batman, and here we go again, let's... I mean, again, all of that, the whole dressing up as the mayor, and, like, fighting to, like, a song that he wrote for himself to fight, like,
yeah,
killed me, that every hit and every bit of that was choreographed perfectly.
I really liked all of this. You know, I loved the musical cues too. There were, like, I mean, I think the part in the Fortress of Solitude, they were playing Planet Rock. Like, that is, like, it was crazy. Like, this was a very good Batman movie. Like, it was a good Batman movie. It wasn't necessarily a Lego Batman movie, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So,
and ergo, your ranking
now
of my Batman versus yours. Sure.
But be clear, is this just movies, or this is, like, people that have actually played Batman? I don't want to,
you know, I mean here's the thing, you can go with anything, and I have a friend that will argue for Lego and just Batman the Animated Series, Batman, yes, being the best. And, you know, I own the series. Here I'm reaching over because this is how close it is to me.
That was such a good... That was the series.
But you see, again, he falls under the exact tropes that make him not as good of a Batman in my mind. Because, like, there's not a lot of growth. There's not, like, every episode is very kind of serialized, and it's all him kind of doing the same thing and always starting off, like, being ignorant of something, and then he learns about it and happy ending, and then right back to zero again.
Well, yeah, this is a... Well,
I'm just saying he carried no growth over from moment to moment in the show. And that's what kind of disappointed me about it a little bit.
Okay. Just to answer your question, my favorite is always the first one I was exposed to, which was Michael Adam West. And I actually
the Batusi.
And I actually met him when I was in high school. He wrote a book called Back to the Batcave, and I went to meet him, and it was very, very cool because I think he voiced the Batman and Super Friends also. Don't hold me to that.
Rashi Boshi has a hot take when you're done.
Oh, please.
Sunsoft's Nintendo Entertainment System, Batman is the best Batman. I don't know that Batman. Them's fighting
from
words.
The very first Nintendo from this.
Oh, yeah. Original. No, not even. The original NES. NES Batman.
I remember that.
I'm
yeah, glad you had to jump. Yeah, there's a lot of.
Wait, was it like Mega Man platforms, and you threw like little shurikens at everybody?
Shurikens
you that they thought that were like batarangs. Okay, then I actually did play that. I must disagree. As much as I love you, Urashiboshi, I must disagree here.
I really like the Batman Returns game. Batman in that it was just a beat 'em up with that. It was really not that great, but I liked it. I thought it was cool.
indeed.
I didn't know we were including video game Batman, which we should, you know, because they are
Batman. I mean, you should, but to me, again...
Hey, Goofy, start summoning!
But we haven't talked about the strategy of summoning yet. We need to break down... Okay, so I have two Transcendent Scrolls, and I have one Splendid Blessing, a Legendary All Attribute, 5 Legendary, 70 Light and Dark, and... just shy of 7 light and dark summonings.
Let's talk some Batman and let's do some summoning.
Right, but I need to know the order that you think I should do this in.
Let's start strong. Let's start with one Transcendent, then let's go to some of your Mysticals, then the L&Ds.
Well, I have attributes, so... Oh. I was thinking I would do the 95 Mysticals... And then, after the one Transcendent, because you're right. My thought was do the Transcendent in case I get, you know, I get really screwed over on the. I have. It's very close to 77 light and dark summons, Rashiboshi. Very close. I wonder, could I knock out 4 floors of Toa quickly enough?
To get another?
I don't think so. I'm pretty high up in the tower. It won't be fast, so I would not be able to do it quickly. I'm in channel 66, by the way.
As am I.
You know, I hope I do, Rashiboshi, but I've seen people who had well over 200 light and dark summons get nothing, so I'm hoping, but I am not pinning my life upon it. I'll be very pleased if it happens, of course, but, you know, what are you going to do? This was just a fun thought experiment I had, because I said to Aztec last time, because I think it was... At the end of the calendar year, I saved up for the 3 months until my birthday. And that was, like, I didn't summon anything other than my 3-a-day. And that was fun, but I also said that it tortured my brain to not summon. Because, like, I'm the kind of summoner where I will summon every scroll in my pantheon as much as humanly possible, so... For me, that was a hard hardship for me to not summon for 3 whole months with any, you know, perpetuity.
This is why we should start strong with the Transcendent.
Yeah, we're going to. Because, again, if I get bad luck on the 50-50... So I'm thinking one Transcendent, then all of the Mysticals, then the attributes, then doing, like... When Rashiboshi would stream, he'd save up from August to Christmas and do his ones, and it was like 450 plus. That's impressive. I realize I don't have that kind of patience. And then I was thinking, like, I would do light and dark and alternate with the legendary, and then the legendary attribute, and then the last transcendent one again. Since I have 2. Alright. So, here we go. First, you want to count it down?
3, 2, 1.
Let the birthday summons begin. Alright. Oh, what? Lightning? What?
We promised lightning tackle.
Alright. Well, this is a very easy decision for me.
Out the park.
Because I have 2 Rikas. I do not have little frosty dragon, so that is an easy decision right out of the gate there.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot with a monster I wanted for a very long time. I am so paranoid, I'm going to go ahead and lock that. Let me see if there's anything, because, you know, aren't you supposed to jiggle or something? And I don't know how to get them next to one another to jiggle, though. How does one... Wait, no, I know where something is. Here we go. Look at this. Look at this wiggle. All right, there we go. I've got my wiggle on, and we'll get started here on... So, hey, look at lightning right out of the gate on the first mystical. Little Death Knight there. Why not? Nothing wrong with that. So, what would you like to talk about while I'm hitting buttons here, giving myself carpal tunnel?
You can, let's see, just giving you a GZ in the chat. We can continue with Batman. We can talk about
Batman.
Nonsense.
I mean, again, the music cues, the storyline, the arc of the character. Ah, so good.
Reggae man. So the Robin costume was apparently a Batman costume, and in Jamaica they called him Reggae Man. That wasn't expected.
But come on, even like going and pulling Condiment King out of like the old school comics that nobody knew about. Hey, look, Lightning again. Polka Dot Man. Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Dice Magician. You know, someday I will build Dice Magician. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
So let me know when that day comes.
I'm going to do like 20 more and then I'm going to wiggle again.
It's like RNG versus RNG. It's just like why?
Hey, look, more lightning. You should get in on some of this.
I'm just making little space.
Little Susano action there.
Excellent.
Look, ninjas. Another lightning. We are just living our best life here. A little Taoist action. Not bad.
I like the towers. I like the tickets.
If I pull the light dice magician, sure as poop, I'm going to build him up, Rashiboshi. That is one character from my light and darks I am hoping for. I'm hoping for that. I am hoping for the dark... a little boomerang warrior. Skill ups for one of them. I'm hoping for the dark, Elven Ranger? The one that does, like, idiotic damage?
Glass Cannon. He's such a glass cannon, though. He definitely does great damage, and then he dies.
Yep. I'm all for that.
YOLO!
Alrighty, so there we are, the first batch in the books. We're happy. Alright, now we're moving. Come on, Batman, let's get grooving!
Your favorite line in that whole show. Reggae mom.
Comedy.
Alright. It was good. It was like, as a fan of all things Batman, well, almost all things Batman,
Wiggle. I enjoyed it. Wiggle, yeah. Wiggle.
I thought it was pretty cool.
All right.
Now that I have moved things over, I can get in on the
look. More lightning. More a Rakshasa. Very nice. Oh no, I want the light archangel. I'm just being realistic with my expectations. If I could, I tell you, I'm very happy because I've already gotten something that is one of the monsters I wanted for a very long time, so I'm happy with that. So whatever happens in this, I'll be happy.
So I'm just running through a couple of mysticals just because.
I take your word for it.
I got some lightning. Did I freeze up again on your end?
You did, but it's okay. You just do your thing, my friend.
It's pirate. Your thing. Do what you want to do.
I can't tell you.
What it's like to chew. It's your thing. It's your thing.
Wins pirate captain so far.
Nice. Very nice. tell me more about the Honkai. We did talk about this a little bit. Fire vampy, a little. Oh my god, my brain exploded.
Did you want to switch to your LNDs yet?
No, I want to remember the name of this monster before my brain explodes. Verdheil! Oh, no. Jesus.
Verdheil!
Whew! What did you say? Do I want to switch to what now?
Your elements or your LNDs?
Oh, no. I'm just going to knock those out in sequential order.
Gotcha.
More lightning.
More lightning. Excellent.
We're not unhappy about it. Okay, Neo Stone Agent, I see you over there. More lightning. You know what? I'm telling you, I can't. Look, I got a pirate captain because you are a samurai. Okay. All right. But I do. I want the light archangel, like I want world peace, which is desperately. Good old Artamiel. I'm just mitigating my hope and my dreams because I don't know. More lightning. I don't know if it's worth, getting my hopes up like that. Neostone Fighter. Nice. Skill ups. We can't complain about that. I do still need to actually go through the motions of all the new 2As with the Mystic Witches and all that. So I have projects to do on projects.
Isn't it great being a project manager?
No. A 2-week league session for 2v2. That'd be nice. I'd be down. I still need somebody, Rashiboshi, to just, sit down with me some afternoon and just patiently go through my monster box until we figure out viable team comps and, what I should be using against whom, so...
And who you should be using against what.
Right.
And what you should be... Anyway. That was gonna be a bit, but it just... I went to,
Hey, look! I got another lightning! A water robo!
I have no robos.
I have the fire one from before, and I think that's my first of the water one, so...
Excellent.
Not unhappy about that.
So, I went,
starting with my wind scrolls, just so that
we're no problem.
Keeping in the loop.
Got about 15 wind scrolls. See if we get any lightning. Alright, well, yeah, I went. It was cool. It was very cool. You saw a bunch of the actual animation cells.
Nice.
From the, from all the cool cutscenes. No spoilers. I won't tell you anything about the story so far. I'm basically playing through it for the crazy anime story. Very similar to Evangelion. I mean, these guys...
I got a lightning in my wind summon, so another boomerang warrior.
Nice.
Skill ups. We always welcome skill ups.
The miHoYo crew are big fans of Evangelion. They even had a crossover with Evangelion, I think last year.
First Fire Scroll got some lightning, and it's a Fire Robo. And that goes to what Fire Rashiboshi just said, which is that they just got buffed in the last patch, the Fire Robo, so might be worth building him eventually here. Or it. Whatever its pronouns want to be. More lightning. Can't be unhappy.
More lightning on fire. Excellent.
So Aztec did send me a video I enjoyed quite a bit, which was kind of like an overview of the whole space. And it was really nice. Like, I enjoyed a lot of the artwork they had up and around there. And all of that. It was... definitely very cool.
It basically, like, all the main characters had their area where you saw their story arc, played out on, video screens, and then, a couple of their animation cells. But, yeah, it was cool. I got some stuff from the pop-up shop. Good times.
really good times. Really good. Good times.
Some summoning.
Do it. I'm right about ready to polish off my attribute scrolls. Alright. There we go. So, now we come to the meat and potatoes. What order was it? Where did the legendaries come in? Are the legendaries before the light and dark?
Legendaries are before the LNDs.
Okay, so I'm doing the 5 legendary scrolls. Then we're going all light and dark until I run out. And then the legendary all attribute. And then we are ending this very quick, very fun summoning session with another 5-star guaranteed. So, alright, Chakram Dancer. So, we're getting a lot of skill ups there. Lightning!
Oh. Amazing.
Another Susano, so I guess something's telling me I should level up that wind, that wind ninja that I keep putting off. Another water Neostone fighter, very funny, hilarious, and even. And Vertile's wind cousin. And one more legendary.
Legendary. Yo, shout out to Letterkenny. I need to rewatch.
And an Aster skill up. Nice.
Excellent.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to start with the pieces. 6 little. Okay, I got lightning straight right off the bat. Okay, a light Taoist. Don't think I ever had him before. All right.
Definitely don't.
Okay.
Excellent.
Nice. We don't hate it.
That's a good sign.
You know, right, let us pray. Imp Champion, Lizard Man, Harpy, have about a million of those. Lagging. Okay, Werewolf, got him. Drunken Master, have him.
Oh, yeah.
Lightning again. I would love a Kamatao as well in this. Dark Purette, we're loving that. That's pretty great.
Excellent.
I'm gonna actually go and lock that one right away because that is definitely a new monster for me, and we do not want to risk any bad light star mistakes that have happened in the past. Thank you, Rashimoshi GC. Yes, we are having a great time with 2 lightning. Now 3 lightning in my light and dark summoning sesh here, so yeah, it's not bad. Light Samurai.
You know,
another Samurai. I know. That is another Okay, I'm gonna go and lock him because this locking thing is helping me out apparently. So
locking thing is helping you out.
And then let me go ahead and find my. Let's see, what do we got here? What do we got? Oh, witches. Why not? We'll go some witches. Okay. I'm stealing any trick I can from, you know, better streamers than I.
A dark mystic witch.
Nice.
Is her 2-way any good? I'll have to check.
You know, before, she was somebody who you didn't want to even awaken because then she could just use her first 2 abilities on a more frequent rotation, so...
Right.
I don't know. I have one that's unawakened because I started building it when I found that out, and then I have the one that obviously was. So... We are, you know, and again, okay, another lightning in my light and dark scrolls here. Light Anubis.
GZ.
All right. Light Anubis is that is awesome. That is a great unit. Again, I cannot say I am unhappy about a single thing that has happened on this so far, to the point where I might almost save up my light and darks again for another year. I just got Kamatao. Skipped right past him. That's going to be my hate. Oh my god, I just got the Light Frank. I think he was new too. I would like the Dark Frank. More lightning! Hot damn! Excellent. All right, what do we got? The Dark Horus. All right, we are not unhappy about anything going on today.
Dark Horus.
What a let me just go ahead. I'm gonna lock this. I'm gonna lock this.
Light Anubis and the Dark Horus. Wow.
Frightening. Right. And I mean, if I can get the Dark Frank, I will not be unhappy, because that's another unit.
And I got Kamatow.
And I got Kamatow. My hate build that I'm going to do just to try to prove a point, which will mean nothing to anybody. Oh, and I just skipped past it because, you know, there wasn't lightning, but I just got the Dark Frank. So that's another unit that I wanted.
Powerful unit in Summoner's War.
As long as you're patient under
some conditions.
And you don't mind getting hit for about an hour to build up his attack. Yeah. Kamatow, there you are. Luck. And Dark Frank. Luck. All right, we are just living our best summon life right now, everybody. I know, right? And we're not even done with the light and dark Rashiboshi. Like, that's what's really killing me on this is, and I'm sorry about those ads, like, you know, hashtag I finally became a streamer of 30 people worth, so... a light martial artist, that was not bad.
A hot tub goon.
Yeah, we gotta put me in a hot tub so I'm more entertaining. Alright, more lightning. We are not unhappy. What do we got? Oh, be the dark. Damn it! Oh, light blade dancer, I've got that one, but I was so hoping it was going to be the dark one. I really needed that. Like, that is the only one of that family I don't have is the dark one.
Gotcha.
We are just, you know, again, I know I've said it a few times, but whatever happens the rest of these, I'm good. I'm okay. Like, I can't even complain about these rates right now. Like, this is, we are doing all right for ourselves tonight with this whole summon sesh, so... No, it was the light, Chun-Li, like, the light blade dancer, wasn't it?
Yes.
Rashiboshi said the dark one was a hard help. Alright, more lightning. If it was, I definitely did miss it. Light Barbaric King, already had him. Not that I'm unhappy, like, we like any lightning with our light and dark here. All right, Batman. Really? I'm going to have to go and check, because I would have thought that I would have gotten it then. And is the Blade Dancer is the Chun-Li, right, Rashiboshi?
Yes. And yes, it's Chun-Li, yep.
Yeah, well then maybe I do have that one, because he's saying it is the... okay.
No, you have the one already.
Oh, okay. Then I take it back. I did have that one. Then yay, maybe it was the light one that I'm missing from the family. There's just no telling. An two Inugamis? That's just mean. Mean-spirited. Alright, gonna pack these away. Here, I'm just gonna take a quick check, because... Yeah, if... Oh yeah, I do have the dark one, then. Why haven't I built this, then? Isn't Dark Chun-Li, like, one of the best,
pretty
like...
Awesome.
Oh, well. See how dumb I am, Rashiboshi? Like, I've got her all sitting here in, like, the storage defense force, like a chump. Like a chump. Don't think there's anything we're too worried about there. Okay. So, we've got 11 more light and dark here for the win. Again, we're not unhappy. I've gotten some...
Do you have any...
exclusive summoning stones?
Exclusive summoning stones.
There's nothing in the rotation I'm really interested in, so... I'm just going to pass for now. Knock them out one of these days. Down to our last two. All right, you know, again, not unhappy whatsoever. A lot of lightning.
You have some. Right.
We have two.
Basically five stars.
And we have two left. All right. An all attribute.
All right. Let's count down that.
And a transcendent. All right. So, yeah, you let me know when you're ready, and we'll go ahead and count that one down.
Ready. 3, 2, 1. And summon. Lightning.
Or is it the light Chun-Li that's the really rare one? Is that the one I didn't have? I can't tell. I got a
No, you have a dark Chun-Li. I got a Taoist. Yay.
Alright. But which one is the one that's really great? Like the Chun-Li that... Okay. But one of the Chun-Lis I didn't have. Anyways, at any point, I've got the whole family now because I also got the light one. So whatever the Blade Dancer is that I was missing, if I was missing any or if I was just dumb and forgot that I had the Blade Dancer of it, I've got it now. So we're good. I'm going to build them. Then it must be the dark one that I was thinking of. You know, I should build her someday, shouldn't I, Rashiboshi? My friend, as per tradition, go ahead and count it down for a guaranteed 5-star. No, I've got no 50-50 here. I know, right? That Dark Horus, we've got, you know, I mean, we've got we got the Light Anubis. The Light Anubis is good. Kamatau. I mean, really, my only...
And the Water Dragon.
We are good. We had a good time. And we're going to get something, either stones or, you know, not. Like, we'll find out here.
1 and 5-star magic. Look at me get you a 5-star. Look at that.
Water Chimera.
You do not have that one.
I do not. I have.
You have all three now.
I have all the attributes of Chimera now, I think.
Yep. Because you definitely have the two that I have.
Yeah. I'm going to go find them real quick. Yeah. So yeah, I had the fire and the wind one. And there they are. All right. Ah, I see where it was. I did not have the Light Blade Dancer in my repertoire. So she is definitely a new unit.
You got Varad, you got, which one, Light Anubis? I can't.
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up. Just one second here. By attribute. Because I think, if I'm getting this correct, the Light Blade Dancer is one that I did not have previously. Because I'm pretty sure that's a new unit for me, so... And if it is... Huzzah!
Marna.
Alright.
You got the Dark Horus too, right?
Yes, so let's see here. We're going to go down the list of the new acquisitions. So we got Varad here. Let's just go ahead and awaken him while we're here, because we know that's bound to happen in 5 seconds afterwards anyways. So we've got Varad, we've got the Teor, the Water Chimera. Let's just go ahead and awaken him, why not? You know, we've got the stuff sitting around. And here's all my Chun-Lis. Chun-Li! Those aren't new. Those are just sitting in my box here because I'm working on all of them. And now, the Light Blade Dancer, which, again, I think is actually the one attribute I was missing, was the Light Chun-Li or the Light Blade Dancer. I don't believe I had one of these before, so that, I believe, is a new acquisition. Light Taoist, I believe he is new. Light Samurai. Yeah, I don't have enough to awaken all of these, so definitely going to awaken the Light Anubis.
Did you already have the Light Barbarian King?
I did. I did have that one already.
Okay.
I forget how I got it. Dark Purette, that was definitely a new one. Amudat, the Dark Horus, definitely a new acquisition. We're very happy about that one.
And Dark Pirate, too.
Which one now? The Purette?
The one next to it, yeah.
Yeah. Luna. Go ahead and awaken her while we're here. And I know I have plenty of skill ups for her, so yeah, and just double checking, that should, oh, and you know, of course, Kamatau, let's go, Kamatau!
Good old Chopper.
And of course, Crawler, the Dark
Most powerful
Frank.
Unit in Estus, allegedly.
Well, we're gonna find out. So yeah, I fast despair set on Dark Horus. We'll definitely be doing that. Deals damage to an enemy with 50% chance. Decrease its attack bar by 30%. When raised up, you can get another 30%, so it's basically an 80% chance on his S1. Attacks all enemies with Winds of Sand, decreasing their attack bar by 30%, and lowers their attack speed with a 50% chance. Raises up to a 70% chance, and that one goes by your skills, your attack speed. And he's got a passive, increase your attack bar by 25% each time the enemy turn ends. So if they have like a fast or such team, like, you get more turns. So that's beautiful. Luna here locks down the enemy target with the power of darkness to inflict damage that's proportionate to the enemy's max HP. Which is great, because that doesn't decrease the damage when you start hurting them, and it decreases their attack bar by 50%, and it recovers your attack bar by 100% when used with full HP, so that's nice. Continuous damage for 100% activation on S2 when skilled up, and can remove beneficial effects on her S1. Which is really decent. And yeah. I'm very happy. I know Amarna and the Dark Horus are definitely things I've seen in some of the, you know, RTAs and all. Let's see, Amarna's S3 removes all harmful effects on all allies and recovers their HP by 30% of your max HP, revives all dead allies with 30% HP if there's any defeated ally, but the skill cooldown will be increased by 2 turns for each revived ally. Alright. Attack the enemy 3 times, each attack having 50% to receive a branding effect for 2 turns, increases as the enemy's HP becomes lower.
So,
and
on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, yeah. How happy are you that you waited so long?
It's very hard for me to wait like this. I'm not going to lie. It was painful, painful to sit on light, especially light and dark, because I'm very much a crystals for light and dark packs kind of guy. Yeah. So that's where mainly they came from. And then they made it 3 packs a month, so like my only crystal spends were always for those packs.
Right.
It was tough. It was very tough. I don't enjoy saving scrolls, but it is a lot of fun to get all those monsters when You get it. But because, you know, I didn't get a 5 on the L&D 5, but I didn't actually think that was going to happen, I'll put it right at a solid 8.5.
Excellent.
Because, I mean, again,
units that are basically nat 5s.
Right. But I mean, also, I got Varad, which, let us be honest, Varad is one of, like, the best crowd control monsters around. And then, just to add to the humor, Teor, who's also an insanely good crowd control monster, is there for good measure. So, I think I'm very happy with both of these. I could not really complain if I tried about this. This turned out really well. Very happy with all the gets. So,
very cool. Very, very, very cool. Jeezy to you. I knew some good things were going to happen. Just knew it.
Right?
Knew it.
Best thing about saving scrolls is it forces you to farm and build the units you already have. Yes. I agree with that wholeheartedly. It is often hard to find runes good enough to support an addictive habit like, you know, monsters. So,
I definitely want to give a big shout out to Ferentis' brother.
Oh, yes. Ferentis, he spotted a unicorn
a wild family as someone's defense. Couldn't believe it. And he was nice enough to share the screenshot. You know, how funny is that? Now, for those that don't know, Fami is a one-of-a-kind unit in a, I think it was some partnership they had with Famicom magazine in Japan. They released a light magic archer 3-star, because currently the light magic archer is now a 4-star. But and there's currently no way to get her in the game unless you have happened to
lived in Japan during that time,
or got the magazine that had the code in it, you know, for that limited unit. Right now, the only unit in the game that is not obtainable by, like, pieces or any normal, you know, way to get it. But anyway, so they're super rare, and it's, if you ever see one, I mean, and they're what started this whole, like, Fami.
So this is like a super Fami con because you can't get it.
can't get it.
I'm sorry.
So I was scrolling through the monster box looking for units to do a monster spotlight, and I noticed that there were two light magic archers, and I'm like, what? How can there be a 3-star and a 4-star of the same, you know, element? And that started the whole rabbit hole of Fami stuff. So shout out to you, Ferentis' brother. You're awesome.
Jeezy to Ferentis' brother. I forgot that in this game there are actual unicorns, so I meant like a real life unicorn being very rare and mystical. You know, not like Summoner's War saw a unicorn.
Summoner's War unicorn. Funny. Who are you shouting out, Lightstar?
Reshiboshi says she's also the only unit in the game with a cooldown leader skill. Or a crit damage leader skill.
Yes.
Sorry, my brain exploded when I was reading that. Yeah, that's interesting. See, I don't know much about Fami lore. I'm going to shout out Reshiboshi, whose mere presence helped my summons be amazing.
Reshiboshi bump, absolutely.
Yeah, got the bump for sure. And, you know, I will just say, I want to thank all of those who listen to our podcast and check out our live streams and, you know, just hang out with us in whatever capacity, because it is pretty amazing that you all hang out with us from time to time. And that's why I say I appreciate you all. And, If you ever want us to sit in a hot tub and talk to one another, since that seems to be the modus operandi of the day, I guess we could do that.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if anyone has tickets to these gun shows. But anyway, that about wraps it up for this particular episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe. New episodes on Saturday. We stream on Wednesdays.
When we can.
Thursdays. When we can.
yes. By the way, for those that don't know, we did put it at the beginning of the podcast, but if you don't happen to listen to that, it was a comedy of errors that prevented Aztec from being able to be here last week. So thank you to anybody who decided to listen to me prattle on as I did for all that time.
I don't know. I learned some stuff about Star Trek, so
it was you know, to me. It was bound to be a mainly Star Trek conversation with myself if I'm left to my own devices.
No doubt. But yeah, reach out to us, MRGTSW on Instagram, MRGTSW on Facebook, MRGTSW on Reddit, MRGTSW on YouTube. Yes, I have some videos to upload, of course. And Lightstar777 Gaming, where we stream this stuff that we do. Talk to each other, talk about monsters, talk about Boba Fett, talk about Batman.
Ugh, Boba Fett. Nick Lasso, what is up? You're coming in right at the end. We had some great summon luck for my birthday, so, you know, we will definitely, this video will be on my Twitch, so feel free to watch, but one of them was what I'm leveling up right now, which is the Dark Horus. So I have an impulse control problem, and I have Super Angelmon, so he's about to be 6-star in a moment, so as soon as I find
Dark
him again.
Dark Horus, Light, Anubis, Taor,
Barad.
Water, Barad. Good session.
Great session.
One of the best sessions.
And it only took me a year of saving up my Light and Dark Scrolls, so we're not unhappy here. We're living our best life.
But yes, all these videos are going to be on our YouTube also, so you can pardon me, check them out there too. Alright, bud. Everybody, have a great one. Have a great rest of the week. Live long and prosper.
Peace and long life.
Live long and prosper.